We do have the rotation seats for you back in front Thursday and Friday, okay? So you know what the hay is going on. And we'll talk about certain things today a little bit. As far as, I'll prep you up for this stuff a little bit. Okay? 7-7, that's the plan. There you go. Enjoy. All right, also, too, a study sheet coming your way for today's stuff. Okay? Today's stuff. All right, yeah, today, obviously, going through a little lecture, some stuff you need to know. Obviously, some stuff, obviously, going into the great shows today, too, some stuff this lecture take. We did for the graded shows from Thursday and Friday. And then we're going to watch over one of your shows as well, too, just so we have everything, just kind of, check another one out. Actually, I think we're going to see the first one for Friday, which is much better than the first one for Thursday, which typically is the case. The Friday shows are better than Thursday. But nonetheless, we're going to go through all the graded stuff prep you're going to need to know, and then introduce third quarter for you. All right? And that's the plan. Any questions before we get rolling? So far, so good?
Good.
Okay. Let's take a look here. First couple things I want to talk about, some things you may have heard me talk about while the weeks go by here a little bit. Number one thing I want to talk about is basically your tape. Now, again, a lot of places don't use tape anymore. So a lot of places still do. We're talking entry-level places. We're talking more or less smaller markets type of thing. There's still a lot of folks that still use, honestly, I wouldn't say a whole heck of a lot, but there's a lot of places that still use these little guys with cuts only edit at some stations. They're not using the Final Cut Pro app, but most do. But also, too, keep in mind, even some stations that do, a lot of times they'll go into their live truck and they'll cut only edit. So it's important to kind of understand that concept a little bit. That's why we're still hanging out with tape. And the only reason it's entry level. That's kind of the only reason why we do that. Of course, Final Cut Pro and all that other fun stuff, you'll learn third quarter when we talk about it. But number one thing I want to talk about is four components to your tapes that you're working with, if you do work with tapes. And for us right now, you're still working with tapes. Number one component is a thing called control track. Okay, control track. Let me give you a quick definition of control track. You may never even hear of this term ever again, quite honestly, once you get out of here. You may or may not. But for the next couple weeks, you will. Control track, basically all that is sync information, which allows you to edit. Okay? So if you're looking on a tape here, that's the first of four components on this tape. When you're hit play, rewinding and fast forward, it's a thing called control track. And what that is, it's sync, like in sync. Like Lance Bass, remember the astronaut?
Do I have?
Yeah. Sync information, which allows you to edit. Put it in layman's terms here, when you have sync information, and I know not everyone can see what's kind of going on up here, but if I hit play on this tape, basically, or rewind, or fast forward, or whatever the case is, you're seeing numbers moving. And if you see numbers moving, whether it's on your deck control here, VTR controller, play deck, or even up here, when you hit play, you see numbers moving. That CTL stands for control track, and what that is basically you have control track. There is something on that tape. Okay. So, for example, if you happen to be queued up for the close, okay, the video close, and you never rewound to the beginning of the tape to get the video open, and you happen to be on the close, and you shuttle forward thinking you're going to get to the stolen motorcycle video footage, but it's not there, and you're shuttling forward and you see nothing moving, you see nothing but a blue or a gray screen, and you're shuttling forward and nothing's happening, and no numbers are moving, they're just stuck and not going anywhere, that means you have nothing on that part of the tape. There's no control track. Okay? There's been nothing established. Last quarter, it happens about once a quarter, there'll be someone over here is, one here's like, what's going on? They're looking at me, it's like, it's a graded show, man. I said, whatever, can't really say much, you got to figure this thing out. We just talked about it 3 days ago, is what I want to say. Just rewind the tape. Just hit rewind, and as soon as you see numbers moving, that means something's there. Now you just got to hit play, and then find out exactly where you need to be. Whether it's still a motorcycle, Shamu, sports, movies, weather maps, whatever you're looking for. Okay. So look at control track. It's almost like addresses on mailboxes and houses. Driving down the road and see a bunch of houses with no addresses on them, that means there's no control track. There's nothing there. Can't find it. Right? So that's kind of what the control track is. Numbers moving. Sync information, which allows you to edit. Okay. Now, another term you're going to hear a lot about, and I'll just bring it up now. You hear a ton of this in third quarter and fourth quarter. Is a term, and it's very similar to control track. So I don't care if you use either one on a final exam, like number 27 or something. It's a term called time code. That's primarily what you're going to be working with is a term called time code. Okay? Time code is very, very similar to control track. It basically is numbers moving. The beautiful part about time code is that you know, the numbers don't change. You know, right now, and I told you guys as far as the tape deck, you can hit reset, and when you hit reset, numbers go back to zero, which kind of helps you if you're trying to count, but it's a nightmare if you're trying to find out something that you may have previously already edited or shot or whatever the case is, because every time you hit reset, it zeroes it out and doesn't remember. Time code, if this is in time code, and there's some little switches on here in the panel, flip it to time code, you hit reset, nothing happens. You can't reset time. So how that makes that easier for you guys as photographers and editors, example, let's just say I grab my tripod and camera, right? Put my tripod and camera together, and this building's going to be kissing a wrecking ball here in a second. So it's about to do that, but I don't know exactly when. I'm just going to put the camera on the tripod, and while I'm in time code, just hit record. Just let it roll. And let it roll, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Right? Because I don't know when this ball is going to meet the building. Alright? Soon enough, the ball smacks the building, and all I have to do is look at my little panel and says, okay, time code was at, you know, 7 minutes and 12 seconds. So I'm just going to log it down, 7 and 12, bingo. So that means every time I take my camera, right, no matter where I'm going to go to edit this thing, as long as anywhere, Final Cut Pro, Avid, Tape Deck, okay, whatever you're using, as long as that's reading time code, 7:12 every single time, just get right to that because that's when the ball hits the building. Okay? If you're shooting sports, it's really, really handy because a lot of times, myself, for example, shooting high school football, basketball, right? There's so many plays that happen, and you may shoot 15 good plays. But you know that, okay, this is my first game tonight. I got to go to another game in the second half and shoot some video. And then I got to go back to the station, write up a quick script, and just slam tape together. I got to edit this thing together, and I only got about 20 minutes to do both. You know, so I don't have much time. So while I'm at the game, they go, okay, oh, quarterback got nailed. Beautiful. That was a great shot. It's 6:30. Okay, 6:30. Number 20, Smith, with a big hit. Oh, I like that one. Okay. I could be shooting 10 other plays and nothing really happening. Next thing you know, we got a nice kickoff return. Got that on tape. Okay. Got that on your camera. Looks okay. 12-12. 12-12. You know, Brian, you know, Smith brings touchdown back. 100-yard touchdown. So you may have 30 minutes of tape, right? But if you got all the stuff in time code, you got 15 good plays, then it's up to you to decide, okay, I have to shrink this thing down to maybe my top five. So when I get to the editing process, all I have to do is say, okay, let's see, I got boom, boom, boom. Okay, just get right to 6:30, edit. Boom, get right to 11 minutes and 12 seconds, bam, edit. So it's going to take me no time to edit whatsoever because I already did my homework in the field, okay? Now, how does this kind of relate to you? I mean, it could be something some of you could be doing, but let's talk money. Money's always a fun topic, I think. I enjoy it. I don't know about you guys. But it's one of those situations, let's say, for example, the Frank House as an edit house, okay? The next thing you know, Jessica Rodriguez wants to come in and say, hey, listen, I take 12 hours worth of stuff, okay? 12, 13 hours worth of footage she's working on a project, okay? So she goes to Mr. Frank House and says, hey, listen, Mark, I heard you got an editing suite, Avid, Final Cut Pro, whatever. I'm looking to basically use your facilities if it's possible. And he says, oh, yeah, absolutely. We charge $100 an hour, okay, which is a decent price. Jessica never looked at her footage. I mean, she was shooting all of it, but she never logged her footage. I mean, every time you're out there, if you're working on a project, you know, unless you're going out for news, you're only going to shoot 3-4 minutes worth of stuff. You don't need to log footage. But if you're going to be shooting hour after hour after hour of footage, log everything you do so you know everything where it is. It's almost like chapters in a book. You know, you go to the front, you see, okay, this story's on page 412. All right? It helps you, so you're not fumbling through the book like, look at this stuff. So if she never looked at her footage, that means she's going to be, you know, he's going to be charging her $100 an hour, right? And it's going to take her at least 13 hours, and it's going to be more because she's probably going to be logging that as she goes. It's going to take her probably at least almost double that time, almost roughly 25, 26 hours just to look at the footage and to know where everything is because she didn't log it in the video. Okay? Now all of a sudden she has to edit this thing. Right? It could take her 10, 12, 13 hours to edit altogether. It could take, you know, a couple weeks, you know, 3 hours here, 2 hours there, 4 hours there. You're looking at, you know, close to $3,000, $4,000. Maybe she only charged her client $2,500 for this thing. She's losing money. Okay? So, for example, we got Shane. Shane, he's thinking. Shane's thinking, okay, I'm thinking about this thing, so I'm going to go out and shoot 10 hours worth of video footage, and while I'm out there, I'm going to log everything I'm doing, every little thing I'm doing, okay? So I know exactly where everything is. Right. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Can I borrow your edit bag? He's like, oh, yeah, $100 an hour, absolutely. Okay. Well, he's already looked at his stuff, so he doesn't need to look at anything. Okay. But all he knows is I'm going to get right to the editing, and it's probably going to take me about 4 or 5 hours to edit this thing together. Okay. So there's no wasting time. It took him 4 hours to get it done. He pays him $400. It costs him $400 to edit that because he doesn't have his own equipment, rather than something like $3,500, because Jessica just wasn't thinking. I mean, I don't want problems. You just weren't thinking, okay? You're losing money, okay? So imagine the beautiful part of the guy who owns the facilities. You can charge anything you want, all right? The beautiful part about this now is that cameras, editing equipment, you get some decent stuff for a decent price. You really can. And again, there's so many people who are starting up their own companies. Starting up their own one-person companies, okay? And with the media that's out there for you guys, social media, it's no problem really to advertise yourself without paying for advertising these days, okay? And I said before to you guys, I think I mentioned to you guys, I know a handful of people, quite a few people actually, that are friends of mine, that are acquaintances of mine for the industry, and not just in broadcasting. If they're doing other things online, I mean, you probably know the same thing. They're not really advertising too much. The word of mouth gets around. Next thing you know, bingo, there's a website. There you go. And not to mention, you have your own equipment. You can run a couple companies. Hey, you need to borrow my equipment? Be careful who you choose out of those. But you can charge for that. Not to mention, I got my own equipment, so when I'm doing my stuff, I don't have to rent out the equipment because I already bought my own equipment. Okay? So, you know, again, we talk about control track time code. It's just numbers moving out of tape. And it's something to keep in mind when you're doing time code. Definitely log your footage, especially on long projects. Okay. All right, any questions on that? So that's the first component, the first four components on a videotape. Okay, control track or time code, either one off set. Okay. All right, the second component is obviously a video track. Obviously a video track because therefore we can watch the video, right? Very exciting stuff. We're not going to spend much time on that. So you have a video track. And of course, the other two components, the last two would be two audio tracks. You got audio track one and audio track two. Okay? So we're talking about four components on a videotape, whether it's VHS or DVC Pro. Okay, doesn't really matter. Alright? Control track slash time code, which means numbers are moving. Okay? And of course you have your video track, and you have two audio tracks, which is audio track one and audio track two. Okay, so that's how your tape is built up. Now the audio tracks, the way we work it here in News Production, we have a little switch here that says director's track, which is nice. Because we can flip this up during news production, and therefore we split our audio tracks. One audio track is going to be what we hear over headset, the director calling the shots, and the other track is going to be the show. Anchors, the music, all the stuff that kind of goes into it. Okay. When you guys edit stuff together, your project may consist of a voiceover on track one and music on track two. Okay. Or a voiceover on track one and sound effects and all this other stuff, natural sound on track two. Of course, you get pretty good at this. You can split two, three, four different things into one audio track and make that happen, make the magic happen that way as well, too. Which we'll worry about, you know, that next class. Okay? All right, any questions as far as the buildup of the tape or setup of the tape? Right. Yes, sir.
So what did you call it? Did you call it video or two audio?
You get a video track, one video track, two audio tracks. Would be audio track one and two. And then the other one, the first one we talked about was either control track or time code. Right now, I'm just lumping those together.
No, I'm saying like one thing or four components to
a what?
Four components to a tape.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're working with more than a tape, yeah. Okay. Any questions? Which leads us right into VTR operators. Again, a couple things is you're going to need to know for the final. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. And also, too, you're going to need to know this, obviously, for the graded show. Now, I had someone a couple quarters ago, why didn't you tell us this earlier? Why? Just tell me why. Well, I'll tell you why, because there's a lot of information coming your way. We kind of pick and choose, but we kind of throw this in to you, because, obviously, you guys, for the most part, are more comfortable with what's going on now. You may not be extremely comfortable with everything, but you're more comfortable than what you were 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. So. VTR operators, we're going to talk about two specific things or two responsibilities that you are looking for while recording a show, okay? Because you're in charge of recording these shows, you can look back on them, You know, so myself personally, I can show family and friends the cookouts on Sunday afternoons. We can watch RBF 14 shows. Those are always fun, just like we do with your video performance reads. Same concept. But the number one thing you're looking at here while recording a show, and this is your responsibility come Thursday and Friday, and I'm going to turn this guy off here and this guy off here because those are meaningless to us at this particular point. You want to make sure that whatever is in the program monitor, this is what goes to air, sent to the transmitter, everyone watches this at home, right? Program monitor and the record monitor match up. Right? They need to be matching, because if they're not matching, we're not recording the show. So for example, Thursday, if you see your anchors out there in the live broadcast and program, but over here you see the tape is either stopped or we're seeing stuff from a couple weeks ago, you're not seeing these things match up, that means, A, the show's going on, okay, but you got nothing recording over here. That's a problem, okay? So you need to make sure that stuff is getting recorded, all right? So program and record monitors match, okay? It has nothing to do with preview, it has nothing to do with anything else. Program and record monitors need to match up, okay? Yep. All right, that's the first step, all right? Any questions on basically recording video? Program and record monitor to match up. Okay. Okay. So that's number one. Now, of course, I'm not going to fault you. Well, I would say this. You could be faulted for not having that set up. Maybe, for example, you accidentally hit eject somewhere. There's an eject button here and eject button there and whatever. You didn't put the tape in. Okay? It's my responsibility to know when the tape is going to go run out. Right? Typically, it's after about maybe the fourth show per group. So it's my job to say, okay, you know, we're going to take this tape out because we're about to, you know, run out of here. If this all of a sudden blinks E53 at you, okay, that's a technical issue. That's not your fault. Yeah. But we would need to make sure that the record and program letters match up. Okay? The second thing, and probably the thing that probably gives people the most, right, is making sure that audio is going into the record deck. Make sure you jot that down first of all. Audio into the record deck, and then I'll explain it, where you're going to look at, okay? All right, so video, we want video, the program and record monitors matching, and of course the audio being recorded into the record deck. Make sure you have all that in there because I'll be looking for that on a test, potentially, question number 37. You just don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, you never know. That will be on the test, by the way. I don't have a question, but it's going to be on. All right, so this is the record deck right here. Obviously, this is the deck you're using when we say, roll record at Vita speed. Boop, play record. 5 seconds, say speed. So this is all being recorded right over here on the record deck, okay? Not the play deck. Play deck's got all of our B-roll and all of our happy stuff, okay? So over here you have the record deck. Where do you want to check this out? Because don't assume just because, you know, we got levels on the audio board and we're hearing nice and clear audio through the speakers, that doesn't mean anything, okay? Doesn't mean we're recording. There's a couple little dials over here. There's channel 1, a little dial over here, and channel 2, okay? Channel 1, this is always going to be cranked up all the way because director's track is typically lower. So I want to have that up higher. Okay. So channel 1. Channel 2 is what's recording the show. Okay. And there's just a little dial. You can move it up and down clockwise, counterclockwise. We usually keep that right around 11 o'clock or whatever the case is. And therefore, when you're getting mic checks, you should be seeing levels bouncing around. Or during the show, you should see levels bouncing around. That means we are recording audio. Okay. And if we're not, it's because this is all the way down, channel 2. So you want channel 1, channel 2 up at least around 11, 12 o'clock. I don't even need you right now putting this thing at 100%. Okay? If you need to know what 100% is, which is always a good thing, it's a little upside-down triangle that's here, and it's actually labeled as negative 20. Okay? But as long as we're getting something, if I look over there and say, okay, we're getting something, if it's too high, too low, I'll just adjust it myself. But as long as we're getting something, it's amazing how many times shows happen. You know, the whole day goes by sometimes, and no one checks it. No one checks it. And again, is that a huge hit? That's a huge hit. But for you, it's only one hit. One hit equals 15 points. All right. So you still have, if everything else goes right, an 85% for that particular show, even though that was really a big hit. I mean, you didn't report anything. All right. But it's only 15 points for you. So. Yeah.
All right. Those channels are on
the record deck. Yep. Channel 1 and channel 2 right here. There's a little door there. You just have to punch that in. And channel 1 for director's track. Channel 2 is the main one you're concerned about. That records the show. Okay. Now, if you're getting mic checks, keep in mind, getting mic checks, you're thinking, okay, Tone, I'm not seeing any levels here. That's because this is not in record mode yet. Okay. So if it's not record mode yet, basically it's saying, okay, we're Hoover dammering this thing, man. We're not, no water's getting through here, okay? So while the mic checks are going on, what you could do is just hit the record button down. Not play and record, but just hit the record button down. Keep that down. And that'll open the floodgates, and then you get audio so you can check out the levels. Or if you eject the tape, that'll open the floodgates, levels, and your mic checks will go. All right, so you can always check those out just to double check, make sure levels are getting through. Okay? Alright, it's the same concept. Once in a while, I'll see someone on audio. Your levels are fine. I mean, you're getting mic checks and your levels are peaking right at zero. Alright, good stuff. But for whatever reason, it's like, oh, I can't hear it. So everyone's trying to crank it up even. No. You're getting levels. Your levels are good. You just can't hear it. The reason is because either the speakers are not, or the speaker level is low. And the speaker level's over here. That's something a little bit different, but just kind of keep in mind, you're looking at your levels peaking at 100% all the time. Okay? So that's kind of what we're looking at now. Alright, any questions on VTR? Two main reasons, two responsibilities while recording a show. I want to make sure, again, record monitor and program monitor match up. And audio is going into the record deck. Alright? That's key stuff. I cannot stress it enough. Alright? Any questions? So far, so good?
Outstanding.
Okay, how about directors? Let's talk directors now. We'll get pretty specific on this. This is kind of stuff you already know, but we see it a lot on the greatest show, so I want to make sure you definitely have this. And, you know, again, it could be on a test. I'm saying. Test is weeks from now. All right. So we're looking at directors. We're looking at two specific things that directors are looking at before putting any video to air. Okay? Two specific things we're looking at. Don't see this as much. It does happen once in a while. More so on graded shows than non-graded shows, believe it or not. Number one thing you want to check is make sure that the name IDs or the fonts are out of program before you put the B-roll there. With all the commands that you got going on, and every time you give a command, you have to double check and make sure it's getting done, it's really easy to forget to say, loose font, roll tape, take VTR. Next thing you know, you have Samson's name over John Silver Nixon and gets crushed by a whale. Okay? So it looks like one of our news anchors is getting crushed by a whale. We don't want that. Okay? So obviously make sure fonts are out of program before you put the B-roll down. Okay? And put that there. Alright, that's one thing. Which doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough to more people see. Okay. The next thing, the last thing, you definitely want to check is every single time, because this is the pickup that we primarily have, is make sure not only is the video queued up, but it's rolling. That's all in one there. Queued and rolling. Okay? Because you can have video queued up, which is great. Doesn't mean it's rolling. Okay? That means it's paused video on the air. You can have stuff rolling, doesn't mean it's the right stuff, though. Alright, so you have to make sure not only is the B-roll queued up to the right spot, first second of the video, but it's also rolling at the same time. Alright, you gotta set it in motion first before we take it to air. Okay? And again, just as a reminder, we've done overall a pretty good job of this. Better than most classes, I've got to be honest with you. You're a roll over here. Roll. Take. Okay? So just make sure we're aware of that. Okay? And that's why sometimes with switchers, I'm telling you right now, for the most part, keep your eyes down. Because what happens is you're down here, and you hear the director say, roll tape, and then you look up and you see the tape's not quite there yet. And then once you think it's rolling, you hit tape, the director never said that yet. Okay? You just got to be patient. So sometimes it's better just to let them worry about it. Okay. Alright, any questions on the director as far as two specific things we're looking at before putting video to air? So far, so good? Alright, now we get to talk about transitions. Okay, I'm not going to ask you what a definition is on each transition. I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I believe little Stevie gave you some of those. But I want to make sure more or less that you guys know what it is, obviously, but why we use it and when we use it. Okay? Why and when? Okay? So let's talk about the three transitions. We got cuts, we got the wipes, and we got the dissolve. Okay, first one we're going to use is cut. We'll talk about that. Cut transition, as you guys know, is an instantaneous switch between video sources. And please don't ask me to spell instantaneous. Phonetically translate that in your notes. Instantaneous switch between video sources. Okay? That means there's no auto transition rate. We don't program a cut because a cut happens like that, right? So, for example, we got camera, let's say camera one, let's say color bars. Alright, so cut. Look at this. Oh my god, look at this. This is fun. Okay? Instantaneous switch. Alright, you know, one thing I want you to know with cut is that it's the most common transition used in news. And you gotta keep in mind also too, there's less chance for error. Most common transition used in news. And when we're going to use a cut, look at what we do in our newscast. The reason we do it, because other stations use it as well, too, and this is kind of a learning experience. Typically, when you're going to use cut, is going from either camera to camera, or if you want to label it, anchor to anchor. You know, anchor one, anchor two. Camera three to camera two. That's typically when you're going to use the cuts, in most cases. Anchor to anchor, or camera to camera. Okay? So that's one time. And that's typically what we do, going from camera one to camera two to camera three to camera one. Most times, you're going to basically use it going from anchor shot, and that could be reporter anchor, whatever, panel shot, anchor shot to the B-roll. Most cases you watch news, what typically happens is there's talent number one, they're talking, take BTR. And boom, there it is. Okay? So anchor shot to B-roll, most cases, and then this isn't gospel, folks. I want to make sure you're aware of that. Every station is going to be a little different. I'm just saying most of the stations kind of play along with stuff. Okay? Anchor shot to B-roll is typically going to be a cut transition. Okay? Yes? Instantaneous switch between video sources. Again, I'm not going to ask you the definition on the test, but obviously you have that for your notes. It's good too. Instantaneous switch between video sources. Alright? So, again, that's typically what you're going to see as far as the cuts. I mean, I'm not going to show you an example specifically on cut, because when I show you one on the left, you're going to see one from the cut. So, it should work out pretty good. But any questions on cuts? Okay? Now, again, you have the wipes, the dissolves, and those are funky, those are cool. Kids love them. Now, let's keep this in mind. Let's go to a wipe transition here, because I want to explain this, and this is going to be for you guys who are going to be the editors of the world here. But a wipe. What's the wipe? Again, gradual transition. The reason we say gradual is because we could plan a wipe. Man, we could plan this out for, 917 frames if we wanted to. Let's wipe this over. All right, this is cool. I mean, that's a long wipe. That's 917. It's gradual, right? We could set this however long we want. Okay? Gradual transition between video sources. And, of course, when we talk about a gradual transition between video sources, it occurs in some sort of pattern. And this is the pattern we choose to use here. That's exciting. Okay. When you talk about exciting. Okay, this is, can we go on for hours about this? So gradual transition between video sources in some sort of pattern. Okay? Mm-hmm. And with a wipe effect, typically in news, now again, disregard, your thing may be music videos, your thing may be a documentary, your thing may be a Ford car and truck commercial, whatever your assignment is in your profession, okay? We're more or less talking news. Why we're talking news is because, again, why do we talk news a lot here, at least in the second quarter? You will a little bit in third, but not as much, for sure. Number one reason is because we're talking for entry-level work, right? Entry-level work, there's a lot of those positions open, okay? Number two, for an entry-level job, it's not that difficult, okay? It's not brain surgery. You're keeping pretty structured, right? And it's not like you're going to be, breaking the foundations of broadcast in most cases, okay? Number three, you can make a great career out of doing it. And number four, you can use it as experience and a stepping stone to do what you really want to do, okay? So those are a couple factors. But in news, at least, when we talk about wipes, typically it's going to B-roll. Anytime you're going from, let's say, and I'm going to show you an example here. We have one here where we talk about an oil tanker spill, and then they're going to wipe the mudslides in Switzerland. Okay? So you're going from B-roll to B-roll. There's no anchor in between them. Right? So imagine, and again, we only have one BTR deck, so that's why we don't go from B-roll to B-roll. We only have one BTR. Okay? But you don't want to confuse the audience too much. Let's say you have Detroit Lions highlights. Ooh, look at the Lions. They're playing well. Okay? But then all of a sudden, you cut to Green Bay Packer, Minnesota Viking highlights. Okay? So here's the audience at home watching, oh, Lions, look at them. And all of a sudden, it's like, what the heck just happened there? Because now there's two different teams. What's going on? A cut transition is instantaneous. It looks like an edit. Okay? Where if you have Lions highlights, and then you decide, okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to read this a little long here, but we're going to wipe out the Lions and wipe in the Packers. Okay? So therefore, it's a visual for the audience to see. It's like, okay, out with the old, in with the new. Okay? So B-roll to B-roll is typically when you're going to do that. Okay? Let me show you an example of this. Lights, please, for full time. Okay. You're going to see an anchor, and from the anchor to the B-roll is a cut. Okay?
Emergency workers are battling to salvage an oil tanker carrying 70,000 tons of oil.
Anchor to B-roll. We're going to cut it.
The tanker was damaged in a storm last Wednesday and has been leaking.
Now, they're not
going
to go back to the anchor desk. They're going to go right to the mud slide in Switzerland.
One environmental
group took the
says
wipe out.
All the oil leaks.
You
it would
see,
be one of the largest spills ever, about twice the size of the Exxon Valdez spill off Alaska in 1989. Torrential rains continue to happen.
You're right there. That, it all kind of looks the same, doesn't it?
Off Alaska in 1989. Torrential rains continue to have their effect on parts of Switzerland.
Maybe a little confusing. Let's try this again with a wipe effect, which was they actually put this in.
Battling to salvage an oil tanker carrying 70,000 tons of oil off the northeastern coast of Spain. The tanker was damaged in a storm last Wednesday and has been leaking ever since. Some of the oil has already washed ashore. One environmental group says if all the oil leaks, it would be one of the largest spills ever, about twice the size of the Exxon Valdez spill off Alaska in 1989. Torrential rains continue to have their effect on parts of Switzerland. Mudslides caused by the rain slammed through the center of one village.
Right. Makes a little more sense, I think. Okay. Lights, please. Okay. Right. So wipe effect, obviously, it helps a lot, especially if you're going from B-roll to B-roll, not wasting time going back to the end. Okay. So keep that in mind as well. But not only that, wipe effects, you're going to notice they're going to be used a lot more when it comes to upbeat stuff. So, for example, sports and entertainment shows, things like you're going to use that a little bit more. Okay. Where else wipes would be effective besides B-roll to B-roll, which is the most effective? Anytime you're going from B-roll to full screen, so it's basically B-roll, like for example, Phillies highlights, okay? We're going to wipe to the full screen, okay? And a lot of times what we're going to do is going from full screen back into B-roll, all right? So you see that a lot in sports. Here's Tiger highlights, wipe to the American League board. Bang, 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 bang. Okay, now we're going to wipe to Chicago Cubs highlights. Okay? And then wipe to the National League board. So a little combination of different sports, different leagues, things like that. So wiping is used a lot when we go to, again, from B-roll to full screens and full screens back to B-roll. Okay? Especially in upbeat stuff. Yeah, you'll see it in news once in a while. All right, any questions on the wipes? Okay, let's talk the last one here, the mix, fade, dissolve. They all mean the same thing. Typically within shows, your director's going to say dissolve to this, dissolve to that. But a mix, a fade, a dissolve, it all means the same darn thing. It's a gradual transition, once again, a gradual transition from one video source to another. Basically what we're saying is one signal fades in while the other fades out. Let's go back to 900. In 17 frames. Okay? Let's do this one. We could have went to black here, but this is kind of nice. It's a very nice gradual transition. Again, one signal fades in while the other fades out. Okay? This is throughout the years. This is what I like here because as you get older, your vision gets worse. And if I had this fade into black, this would have been even better. Because now, right now, you're probably in your 40s, 50s right now, and all of a sudden it just starts continually getting worse. And then that's where your glasses come into play. So, a whole bunch of things. Yeah, a whole bunch of things. Oh, yeah. He's not free. We get in diapers, we end in diapers. Not everyone.
It's funny how it's going full circle.
That's what happens. I mean, look at Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy, and SpongeBob. You know, they used to be superheroes, now they're here. Some people get it, some people don't. Sorry. Poor guys. All right, so nonetheless, you have a gradual transition between video sources, one signal fades in, one signal fades out. Okay. We do use this a lot going in from B-roll to full screens, screens to B-roll. Okay, we do use that quite a bit. But the two things that I want to make sure we're aware of, besides, you know, dissolving into full screens and dissolving out of full screens, two ends of the spectrum here, okay? Typically, you're going to see this when either A, it's a very, very sad story, and you got B-roll for that, okay? So you got that going on, and next thing you know, you dissolve out. It's a softer transition. So these are things that directors really have to look at when they're
going through the show. They're not in charge of content. But what you have to look at is, okay, how are we going to go from this to that? Okay. So if you have a person's face, date of birth, date of death, okay, very somber. Take camera two, Mike Q. Whoa, hello. A little harsh, I think. A little harsh. Okay. A lot of times what you can see is maybe a fade to black, and then we're done. And then commercials take over, come back in a better room. Okay. So let me show you another example here of a very serious story. We have, and again, Lima is one of the first places that I started out at. Shady little town, okay? But it was really a good town, and this may sound very strange for me to say this, but it was a good town to start in. And the reason I say that is because it was besides having nice golf courses, and then some sort of nice little restaurant they had downtown, the lead mafia driven, because all of a sudden there was a fire. Fire and insurance money collected and moved out. Sounds real familiar. But not close to them, but there's still family members. You don't have to explain yourself to us. We're not the cops, man, I promise.
We all have family. Yeah. And most of them are dead now. Most of them are dead. Uncle Brunk, Uncle Punch, they're dead. All right, but nonetheless, it is one of those situations in Lima where it was a lot of crime. A lot of crime down there. So as a young reporter, yeah, we did have cream puff stories, which again, in some cases were good because you get used to putting stories together and going out and covering this and writing it up. But after a while, it's kind of like, okay, so I get this story that's a cream puff story. It's not really challenging, and I'm not really going to have enough material to put on a demo reel to get the heck out of Dodge here. You know, move on to something else. There was quite a few stories that were a little bit troublesome. Gang-related stuff, crime, just crime everywhere. That's why I hated the place. Okay? It was a great place to start. I didn't really care for Lima, Ohio very much. Not a whole lot of people who moved down there do. The only people who really defended Lima were the people from Lima. They didn't want to move, which is understandable. Okay? But nonetheless, it made for great stories. As a reporter, it made for great stories. And for photographers, this is great because we got some really good stories of meat and potatoes this thing. And we found quicker. Got good stories, hopefully send it up, run it up the flagpole, send these tapes off to, these demo reels off to bigger markets, and hopefully we get out of here quick. Okay? But you still got to put your experience in. But nonetheless, we have funeral footage, people actually walking out of the funeral. This little boy was killed by his dad. Okay, now this is one of those stories that would hit the community pretty hard. 2-year-old boy. Okay, it wasn't my story, I don't remember the reason, but I thought this was a pretty good example because the director and producer decide, okay, here we go. We have the anchor voice in over this video. What we're going to do is we're going to dissolve out of the video back to the desk. And typically at this point in a regular newscast, we're going to say, hey, so-and-so's up with sports. Music's playing, all that sort of stuff. Take right out of the B-roll, rock roll here. Decide, okay, what we're going to do? Dissolve out of this. Nobody talk. You know, Jeff, you're just going to look busy. You're going to be at the desk just kind of writing some stuff down. It's going to stay at the bottom. Sports coming up after the break. Fade to black. Nice transition. Okay? It's a nice, soft, somber transition out of this. You come back in a better mood. Okay? Lights for full effect, please. So, again, serious stuff. A lot of times we use this.
His father, Terry Sr., allegedly attacked the boys, killing Pearson and critically injuring Watson Jr.
Okay? So, we dead silence. This is dead air on purpose, by the way. Typically, we don't have this. We're nice dissolve out. Of course, everything worked out great until yours truly, your news production instructor, decided to pop my head outside. Not one of my finer moments in my career, but nonetheless, it's good. Okay, so moving on. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if that was on for an extra 3 seconds or so, you would have saw me with cut-off jeans. Cut off jean shorts or something like that, ready to rock and roll sports. So I'll explain that here in a second. Okay. Now the other one is, and you can write this down once we get the lights back out here, but I'm gonna play this here for you first in the dark. It's typically with dissolves, the other end of the spectrum. Typically when you have something very upbeat, we're gonna dissolve from B-roll back to whatever your next transition is. And this is a kicker story, and it's happy happy, dissolve back to the anchor.
Okay, besides the winning lottery ticket, if there's one other hot ticket this holiday season, it is certainly Hannah Montana. And some folks are willing to give just about anything for a seat to her concert. This was the scene in downtown Indianapolis today. Seven devoted dads, dressed up like Santa Montana, dresses, wigs,
happy,
they scrambled through a kiddie pool filled with soda pop to find a token good for three tickets to the Miley Cyrus Santa Montana concert.
There we go. There's the winner. Lights, please, if you could. All right. So if you take a look at that, when do you use typically use dissolves? Sad B-roll, dissolving out. Or happy B-roll, like a kicker story, sports, everything, and dissolving out of it back to the news desk, back to your anchors. Okay. So that's typically what you're looking at as far as that's concerned. Any questions on when we would use them? That's pretty much what I'm going to be asking on the test. Okay, when would you use a wipe? You know, give me an example. All right. In this situation, when would you? What would transition would you use? That's kind of what we're doing. Now, keep in mind that little situation that I encountered there. Let me explain that. You guys saw that there was purposely dead air in a broadcast, right? Purposely. You very rarely see that. Okay. So I just happened to be the lucky cat that decided, all right, you're at your cubicle, you know, getting some updated scores in your scoreboard, man, typing stuff in right before you go on air. You're looking up at the screen, thinking, okay, we're about to go on air, everybody in like 3 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know what's going on in the news because I'm not in charge of it. I'm in charge of sports. Okay? So I decided, okay, grab all my scripts. We're ready to go. Here we go. Here we go. Grab the scripts. And, of course, as soon as I walk out the back door, what do you hear? You hear nothing but silence. So your first, it was kind of creepy, actually, because when you walk out there, you usually hear an anchor talking, you've got a commercial break, you hear a sound bite. It's kind of, it's the same thing that works in your audio lab. When your microphone's on, you don't hear anything, right? When you key off your microphone, you hear stuff through the speakers. So you at least hear somebody talking, or music or something. Bam, open the door, it's like, this is weird. I mean, if I'm smart, maybe I go behind the cameras and check things out, but I decided to do one of these. Being a creepy guy. I didn't even know I got caught on the air. It was actually Joe Miles, who was still a photographer down there. He went through sports. We had Julie Waters live from the Olympics, and we're talking to her. She was working for four different stations at the time. So she, our cut-in was right around 23 minutes after the hour. It went pretty well. I never heard anything from the news director, but as soon as I got off the air, I'm feeling pretty good about it, because what would I do as a sports anchor? What I'm going to do is go grab the air check, and I'm going to go back to the beginning of the sports to check and see how it went. I'm not going to go back to the previous commercials to see the end of the news. And so Joe Miles said, hey, tell him you got caught in the air. Jordan's not happy. The news director living. Because you can peek it out at the end of that thing. So luckily you told me, so I was able to check it out. So, but when you're looking at cuts, wipes, dissolves, now you guys got to keep this in mind for you guys who are directors and producers. Okay, you have to visualize and say, okay, here's what I got going on. Here's my project. All right, here's my vision. Now I have to decide how am I going to get from this to that. Okay, if you watch movies, that's what I'm saying. Third quarter, if you end up going video, we ruin everything for you. Because you're watching a movie and say, okay, man, let's say, for example, Panic Room, a movie from eons ago, 10 years ago maybe. The whole situation, the whole movie took place in like a three-level brownstone. So how do they get from the third level to the second level, you know, through a key lock, you know, through the ductwork? How do they go from 1 second to the next? Star Wars, the original Star Wars, and still the newer versions of it, a crazy little wipe effect, 1977 wipe effect. Going from one planet to another planet. Okay. How are you going to get there? Fuzzy, dissolved situation when it's like a dream situation. If someone's, you know, talking out, going into a coma. Or whatever your vision is, you have to think, how am I going to get from here to here based on what I'm building? Okay. And that's kind of what it's like. I'll give you a prime example. Rosie Rosano used to work here. And she, part of her resume was pretty impressive. She was out at in L.A., choreographing some music videos way back in the 90s. Okay? She decided she wanted to do that anymore. She worked with Coast Guard. She was a videographer, did some editing for them as well, too. She taught here for a little bit of time. But basically, one of our other instructors was a musician. And we had a student who was a musician as well, too. And they both had a similar background, although our instructor here was a little older, but Daryl, and I can't remember his last name, he was in two bands, just like one of our instructors was, where he played a little bit of a rock fusion band, but he also was a jazz drummer as well, too. So this guy knew his stuff. So anyway, they decided they just want to put a jam session together at one of the studios. So they went in there, they lit the whole set, you know. Jose brought his bongo drums, and then you had Daryl on his, you know, sticks, regular drum kit. We had four cameras set up. One was on a tripod, the other three were off. So now we're deciding, okay, they want us to shot like an MTV style, right? So I'm running audio. I don't know anything about music, okay? So I'm running audio, and Rosie's directing. Of course, this is just an ad-lib. Okay, ready three, take three. Camera one, do this. Ready, camera one, take one. Ready three, start your move. I mean, she's just ad-libbing the whole thing. There's no script here, okay? But while I'm watching this, I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of strange, because here you have one camera, and the camera operator's holding it like this, and basically they're purposely going out of focus. Okay, I didn't know that. My thing was, well, I'm in audio, I'm just starting to chime up here, Rosie, the camera's going out of focus, what are you doing? That's what I was about to say, right? So the camera's kind of zooming in, and they're bringing it in this way, and it's kind of turning off to the side, and what it's doing is it's zooming in on Daryl's hands, okay? So you have this medium shot, it's going crooked, it's going out of focus, and you got the, you know, close up of the hands, and it's going out of focus. So basically what she had was I don't know, like a 150 frame dissolve on camera three, which was a close up by Jose's hands, which was then dissolving out. Alright, so I'm thinking, oh, it's going out of focus, oh, and then dissolve, and then you got a close up on Jose's hands, and then bam, it's zooming out nice and slow. So while this is going on, I'm sitting here at the audio board thinking, Rosie, wait, oh. Nice. Not new. It's different stuff. So there's reasons why you go out of focus. There's reasons why you have a camera on a ladder and shake it around a little bit and bring it under like this a lot. Because a lot of times you're going to do some different things, but what's your vision? How are you going to get from one point to the next? And for you guys who are editors, you probably hear this in your editing class with Shaw, Gary, Aaron, who's ever going to be, Kelly, who's ever going to be as editing. That a lot of the guys, a lot of the folks who are at facilities these days, you know, they're going to say, not these days, it's been this way for a long time, for editors, 90% cuts, okay? You're going from one thing to the next. So many people fall in love with these crazy dissolves and wipes. Ooh, I like this effect. Ooh. But you have to understand, when you bring that home to mom and dad and show them what you did, they're like, whoa, how'd you do that? You know what I mean? To them, they don't know any better. You know, first time you guys probably saw Home Improvement. Look at all those transitions. It's called the video toaster. Hit a keyboard button. Ooh, there's a cool transition. That's all it is. So for professionals, they've seen it. They've been there. They've done that. Why are you using that transition? Okay, what's the purpose? Typically, if you have a lot of wipes and dissolves just to have in there, usually what that means is your content sucks and you're trying to hide something. You're trying to flash it up a little bit. Okay. That's why, you know, and again, it doesn't show up maybe in sales, but you hear so many people, it's like, I don't even listen to that radio. We're going to a concert, I want to see people actually play instruments. Okay? This is artificial garbage and bubblegum stuff, we don't want to hear. We want to see people actually play instruments and know how to play them. Okay? More than one chord. Okay? It's the same concept here, that we want to see, okay, cuts only, that's about 85-90% of the time. Because your content is good, and then once you throw in a nice little dissolver wipe, okay, that was nice. It makes sense. Okay? Alright? And I'm going to take this from a male's point of view, too. This is I'm using this from all different aspects, right? Okay, you can have a situation, and I don't mean this in any negative way whatsoever. But ladies, you can take it the same way. Alright? You have your girlfriend, you have your wife, whatever the case is, and she comes down to this incredible outfit, right? It's like you haven't seen her in this outfit before. It's like, well, hello. Well, Nancy, right? But then, if she wears it 4 or 5 consecutive days, it's like, okay, let's mix things up here. Okay? You know, I'm a big fan of seafood. I can eat, you know, seafood, I would think, every single day of my life. But after maybe the third day, you may have to say, you know what, let's mix some Chinese in, maybe a Mexican platter, maybe some pasta, something different. I need something different, okay? So what we're saying is, you can't have the same thing all the time. You got to mix things up. Okay, definitely mix it up. All right. Any questions as far as information today, as far as VTR, we're talking all the transitions and all that stuff? Yes, sir.
Number six.
Number six.
Would it be okay for a director to put B-roll to air if name IDs were out of program and the B-roll is queued up?
No.
No! Absolutely not. Why not?
It's not rolling.
It's not rolling. No. You got the IDs out, which is great. You got the B-roll, which is queued, which is great, but it's not rolling. Remember the second step in that is queued and rolling before you put B-roll up. Okay? Any other questions on study sheet 6 or anything else from the lecture today? All right. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Okay. Let's see. Next step.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah.
What was number 2?
Number 2. Anyone for number 2? Answer number 2 would be?
Rewinding.
Yeah, rewinding because there's nothing there on the tape. Yeah, rewinding because there's nothing on the tape. All right. Sounds good. All right. What we're going to do now is basically just look over one of your shows, okay? So again, we have it all in our head as far as what we're going to talk about here right before the break and then of course coming up after the break. By the way, in your syllabus, it did say something about watching it behind the scenes sports center. We're going to bump that back to week 8. It's typically the week 8 we're used to final exam, see how they're early and go. We're not able to do that anymore, so I missed the time still. So it's not going to be anything on the test anyway. Just more behind the scenes stuff to show you what it's really like. So we'll do that in week 8, a couple weeks from now. Oh, man. All right, so let's, first of all, watch one of the shows, pinpoint a couple things, and go from there. Lights, please, if you could.
What day is this from, Joe?
This was from Friday.
Three.
Oh, my God, is that loud. Hold on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Beta, Mike.
Okay, first thing I'm looking for, besides looking at RJ's hair, first thing I'm looking at, okay? Looks good. It's a hat, it's hat here, we've all been there. Make sure the crack is in the middle, guys. Right now, again, sometimes don't forget the simple thing. Right now, I'm going to say AD, what you need to do is you need to move your tail, especially RJ, or both, to their right a little bit. Crack in the middle. Other than that, the shot looks great. We got the chairs all lined up on the corners, we don't see the top and center of the background. But again, during graded shows, and we'll get into this a lot after the break, what I'm going to do is if I see something wrong, I tend to be very verbal about it, okay? There's some things I'm not going to be able to say because, honestly, I don't want to get in the director's line of fire. I mean, I don't want to be talking while they're talking so much. Sometimes you have to, but sometimes, you know, right here I'd say, as soon as we're fading up, AAD, I'll make sure to crack the middle next time. That's it. Don't worry about it. Next show. Okay. So I just want to let you guys know that. Now, as far as the zoom in, let's check this out.
Mic's cue. Both mics. Camera 2, zoom in.
Okay, camera 2, nice job. Roll waiting.
Tape.
This is a
music
this
under.
Is a very good pace. Excellent pace.
Music
we're
under.
Tilting up as we go. And just when you think we're getting
ready,
to the
ready,
VCR. Gonna flip off
music
some elbows.
Roll take mic.
Stop it right there.
Or dump mic. Take VCR.
Yeah. All right. Now, granted,
ready, camera 3.
By the time we got to take VTR out of our mouth, all right, that was okay. But what I liked, there was a switcher. We knew we had to take VTR. Knew it, but didn't do it. Didn't do it because the director didn't tell you to. Patience. Very good patience on that.
Mike, take VTR.
Yeah.
Ready, camera 3.
Okay, ready, camera 3. Now, honestly, there should be no excuse. Camera 3 coming out of this should be a bad shot. All right.
All right, take 3. Mike,
for.
Q, font in.
Terrific shot. Okay. Audio?
Loose font.
No, we haven't been able to hit it up enough here.
Ready, VTR.
But again, pretty good shot. Now, kind of hunched down just a little bit as the shot was going on. What I would do, I would even say zoom in a little bit. As long as you're leaving enough ID room on the bottom. But overall, good. We don't want to see any elbows on any of these anchors on the 1 and 3 shot.
It continued
on to 6. Okay, so zoom in. We do have a little bit too much headroom up the top. And it looks
ready,
like
camera 1.
They're kind of tilting down a little bit on their own here a little bit. Okay, at this particular point.
All right, take VTR.
Okay, we finally got the video. Now, keep in mind, the story's done. So at this point now, we just have to make a decision. And I would, as a director, say, you know what? Even maybe 3/4 of the way through the story, just forget it. You're just going to keep it here because it just makes it more of an issue when you're kind of getting in and out, and you got to be quick about it, and then just get to Shamlin. So a little late. Tape a little late.
All right, take VCR.
You probably should have said scrap this.
All right, ready camera. Ready camera 1. Take 1. Mic cue.
Font in. Right back in the swing.
Ready VCR.
Okay, good looking shot here. Good looking
response.
Light levels. ID's up about 3 to 5 seconds. I'm not going to time those IDs, three. By the way. Keep in mind. So it's roughly right there.
All right, take roll VTR. Take VTR.
Perfect.
Ready, camera three.
Yeah, it may have been a little late, but that's okay. They're not getting marked out. You're in the ballpark for news. As long as you're in the ballpark.
All right, take three. Mic Q. Fonz in. Blue Fonz. Camera one, shoot panel two.
Okay, shots.
Not too bad. We need to tighten up a little more. See a little script there.
And remember, camera,
ready,
one,
camera one.
Got to focus. As soon as you're told to shoot panel two, focus quickly. No hesitation.
Ready, camera one for the turn.
Turn.
Take one. Mike, you.
That's a good shot.
Camera three shoots four.
Even if this shot is tighter, we're not going to ID him.
Camera two shoots out one.
So just so we don't see the other anchor on the left hand side, you zoom in to the
ready
floor
to solve CG.
Go ahead and do so.
Dissolve CG.
Okay, dissolve it at 17. Very good.
Ready, camera two.
Board looks pretty good. Everything's the right information in there. Website and lowercase letters.
Oh, no, loose on.
Okay. Now, this is one thing that from Thursday to Friday was much, much better. That CG a lot of times on Thursday was switching while they were on program and trying to get to the next thing. We only had that happen a couple times. It just so happened to be in the first show. But, again, once fish is off the air, we go right to stocks. Right to stocks.
All right, take camera two, mic cue, advance CG.
Remember, camera two, shoot channel number one.
Advance CG.
Looks good here.
Ready, dissolve CG. Ready, dissolve CG. Dissolve CG.
Okay, good.
Camera two, shoot two.
Okay, camera two.
On a two shot.
On a two shot.
Ready, dissolve camera two. Dissolve camera two, mic cue.
Okay, that was good. That was good.
Ready, camera three.
Now, keep in mind, guys, this is one thing that you have to be aware of as directors. If you're in a pinch for time, okay, and you're saying, for example, the stocks page is up on the screen, they're done, they're just about done talking, or they are done talking, and camera two's ready, you don't have to sit there and go through the motions and say, ready, dissolve the camera two, dissolve the camera two. We're kind of wasting time at that point. Okay? So what we're saying is you don't have to give the ready if the ready's not warranted. Okay? Right. Full screen for stocks out of the air. Anchor's done talking. Camera 2's ready. Why bother saying ready to dissolve 2? Just say dissolve 2. Dissolve 2. The TD's ready. They should be anticipating that anyway. Dissolve 2, less dead air, move on. So sometimes that ready, in a pinch, doesn't really need to be in there. Right. So just keep that in mind as we kind of go through. That's a good looking two shot. Camera 2 pulling out to the two shot was much better, too, on Friday.
Take 3, Mike Q, Fonz in.
Okay. Now, yeah, a little bit ahead of
him.
Okay,
ready,
good.
VTR? All right, roll VTR, take VTR.
All right, now as long as we get that video on right before the ball bat hit, I'm not going to mark down the tape, I'm not going to mark down the director. Okay, that's a good thing. As long as we got the main action, it's that this is close. That's why we have that establishing shot, so we don't miss the main action. But this is awfully close, but we got it on time.
Ready, white to CG.
Okay, so we're going to wipe it at 27. And again, director's reminder.
Camera one, shoot chroma key.
Always look at the CG, make sure it's the right one. You're looking for, I think in this case, American and board. And watch your video. Bail out of this thing if needed. And I got to be honest, I've never really noticed this until just recently, but look at the pitch. I mean, honestly, that's a meatball. I personally could have probably made contact with that. I may have even gotten a single on it. Look at this. I mean, this is... Look, I mean, this is like, I mean, really? This is really bad. Base hit the right for me.
Ready, wipe the CG.
Okay. And anchor going right with the video. But even if they're going right with the video, good chance it may go to black. Get out, get out, get out.
Oh. Right, wipe CG.
A little late.
Ready, dissolve camera three.
Okay, scores are pretty good.
Ready, dissolve camera three. Advance CG. Advance CG.
Okay, we're good.
Ready, dissolve camera three.
Now, again, keep in mind as a switcher, you can do whatever you need to do in preview. If you wipe the CG, you don't have to wait till the director say, ready, dissolve three. If you already know it's coming up, all right, put it on three, dissolve 17. I'm ready. Because I don't want the director to say, ready, dissolve three, dissolve. And it gives you no time to do it. Same thing once we get out of here. Now we dissolve back. If you know chroma key is next, ready VTR, chroma key effects, background key, you're doing everything in preview. You don't have to wait for the director to give that command. Okay.
So keep that in mind. So it gets you ahead just a little bit.
24 and the Dolphins get shut out by the Vikings.
Dissolve camera 3.
Dissolve 17.
Camera. Ready VTR with promo key effects. Roll.
And again, director, look at the switcher. Make sure it's ready. If not, we stretch things out.
Right. Stretch it out, please.
Oh God, this is the worst.
No, I don't know why audio. Wait. We said stretch it out. That doesn't mean cut the mics.
Wait, keep the mics up, please.
Keep the mics.
We need the mic up on town, please.
Now, this is a case in point right here where a lot of times everyone's trying to do a little too much. This is where we did okay on times we had to stretch things out. And it's a good thing that we have to do it once in a while, all right, so you get used to it. But we don't want to do it too often, obviously. But what happens is everyone's looking at the stretch and thinking, okay, what can I do to help? You know, switchers sometimes will take the movies quicker than what we need to, and the audios want to bring the mic up, and they're looking at the screen. It's like, just take care of your job. You got to man your position. And we'll get out of this jam together without points being taken off here. But floor director did a great job. Tail soft, talking, no problem.
Tail, no, keep stretching.
This audio kind of was a little premature in dropping that thing down a little bit.
Keep stretching.
Keep on talking. And this is where we got to keep on talking. We got to come up with something. Be prepared for this.
All right, almost ready. Keep stretching, please.
She's looking for something to talk about.
Keep on talking. Even if it's just segueing into a movies, news, weather, anything.
All right, roll VTR.
Okay.
Wrap it up. Roll VTR. Take effect.
All right.
It was fun.
So, now, it looked to me that this wouldn't have been an issue if we would have just did our pre-production, okay? And we would have got this thing done, taken care of before the first show started in black, okay? So you notice here, we haven't had really much of an issue with that in the last couple of weeks. Except this first show, we probably just dropped the ball, talking to neighbors, talking to them, hey, what's going on? What'd you do last night? Woo, I forgot to check the chrome. All right? So now the switcher gets hit for that because obviously they should have had that done before the show started, and we should check that before every single show. All right, but the shot looks good. This is exactly what we're looking for. The sticker in the corner there.
We're 3-2-1.
And we have the right titles marked too. We have W.
Ready, camera 3.
Entertainment, movies, whatever you want to put in.
Ultra violence is not easy to take. It speaks of our willingness to sell liberty for a fighter life, striking an ominous, familiar chord. The sex is not.
Have Jordan ready, please.
The violence is not existing, but a quick
one. We're going camera 3-1. Worst case scenario is, if you're on the wrong tail, we can always go to camera 2.
Take 3, Mike, cue funds in.
Okay, good looking shot right there. Really good.
Camera 1, shoot news desk and to dolly out.
Remember camera 1, when you zoom in all the way on the two anchors, stay on a
ready,
type
VTR.
2 shot. Stay on a type 2 shot, okay? Some folks are going to
roll VTR. Take VTR. Ready, camera 2 on a 4 shot.
Director, tape, and switch. Very nice shot.
Ready, camera 2? Take 2, mic cue. Ready, camera 1? Camera 1, start your zoom out and pan. Roll VTR.
Hey, just want to check the iris
music
on
under.
The left-hand side. Brooklyn, sure, maybe a little burning up there. Could be a little bit of
music full. Dump mic.
All right, nice and low. We don't see the sports light in there.
Stand by to face the blast.
Nice.
In 5.
Nice engineering levels, too.
3, 2, 1. Lord
Richard, count us down,
pause
man.
Record deck.
Count us down there. Come on.
1. Pause, record deck.
Oh, you got me.
Now, one of the reasons here, too, also, what I'm looking at is making sure all the cameras have hands on the cameras, too. Because you can be marked down for that as well, too. Because you should always have hands on the camera. You know, tilt and pan should be, at least a little unloose, but you can be, have high tension on it. So therefore, it's easy to manipulate a little bit as well, too. And fade out on the audio.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pause, record, deck.
Fade to black. Okay, we missed the fade to black on that one. But overall, pretty good show. That was a pretty good show. First one on Friday was much better than Thursday. And we can't really fault it too much on Thursday, whoever was on the first couple of shows, because it's a new script, completely new script. So don't feel that way. It's like, oh, my God, well, yeah, it was better than Thursday. Lights, please. But yeah, it was the first time doing it, so. All right, any questions on that? That's kind of what to look forward to on the next couple days coming up. One last thing before we get a break, see what the heck the movie is. And just double check the B-roll on this one as well, too. It's all the same, it should be. I just have to double check it. Let's see what we got here on this. Where your movie is going, because no one brought in a movie, so we're just going to go whatever's on the tape here.
So the movie's the only thing in the script that changes?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll explain, everyone's going to have to write a review for this and stuff like that. So you have your open.
We'll double check, everything's good. We have stolen motorcycle. Okay. Shamu.
The killer win.
A lot of black in between, as a reminder, in case you want to take on this one.
Lots and lots of tape. It's kind of the equivalent of just not getting your video from the editor in time.
Right before. Okay, so here we go. See what we got. Now, if you guys got movies, bring them in, because we can get something edited down Thursday, Friday.
Just need a DVD.
Okay, it's still the Black Swan. Okay? So, hey, no need to complain, man. You don't want to complain. Oh, hi, Mila. How are you? Especially this meal. This is the meal I like.
It's kind of evil.
I like that. Okay. My kind of gal. Oh, yeah, let me still play the video for you. See, I got all wrapped up in Mila Kunis here. I forgot to show you this. Okay, let's go back on this one. No, the only thing, this was actually a very disturbing movie. It was actually pretty decent, but don't watch it before you go to bed. Cause it's, you know, it's kind of one of those deals. But my greatest fear here was... telling my wife, I said, the only thing we're going to see here, I know we're going to see it, is just nasty feet. And they did show a couple, just because, you know, ballerinas. And the toes don't look good. That's a problem. That's a real problem. Okay, so she's concerned. She's worried. There's Mila.
Hi, how are you?
She's still worried.
Downboard.
Now she's getting a little, she's getting more confidence, and she's going to slam her into a bear. Okay, which isn't very nice, but it's not really Mila. And, you know, so now things are starting to happen here. Oh, my. It's going to happen. She's dead.
Here?
No, not really. Okay, here we go. All right. So now she's, now this is a competent young lady here now. Okay, we got some serious eyes going on. This is towards the end here when she's spinning around. 50 seconds long. We only need about a 20-second script from you guys, which will be more specific with you guys when you guys get back around 10 or 11 o'clock. Okay? And then it goes to black. Pretty much it. Any questions? Hi. Yeah, just bring it in for a big Friday. Just and then I'll give you a tape if you got down in 90 seconds. All right, guys, back in 10. See you then.